Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. A tremendous December 22nd, 2016 to you. 3 days from Christmas Day. Can you feel it? Happy holidays to all the Everyday Saturday fans out there from all around the world. I've got a free ebook for you. Would you like to create momentum? Would you like to be unstoppable? No, Sam. I'd rather sit on my rusty duff, fire back the Fritos, wash it down with some Haagen-Dazs and a big old fat milkshake and watch the world go by in my expandable mama jeans. That's what I want. With no belt, elastic waistbands only. Thank you very much. And by the way, men wear mama jeans as well. So don't give me any messages with that. Why are you coming at the women only? I'm not. Hey, do this. Go to everydayisaturday.com/momentum. Everydayisaturday.com/momentum. Get the keys that I use and champions all around the world use to get moving, get going in the right direction, and get after it, man. I'm fired up. Been a great week here inside the Everyday Saturday studios. Started out with a little bit of a hiccup. Your water heater went out Sunday night in the Crowley compound. And when you have five girls who live in the house, not having hot water is not an option. However, we're on day number four now, my friend, with no hot water. Yes, sirree. And I want to talk to you about what it's like to have passion, how you can plow through. See, I've been giving a lot of motivational speeches around the Crowley house this week, explaining to my beautiful girls and my wife that, hey, guys, listen, we can overcome this. It's all mindset. You stand in that cold shower, it's just a mindset, you know? Hot water, cold water, it makes no difference. Now, we've been going to the club, Five Seasons Country Club here in Cincinnati, to use their showers, which is pretty cool. We look like a pile of gypsies rolling in. Now, I got to give my wife credit, man. She has not, she's roughed it as well as my daughter Laura roughed it with the cold shower or maybe a bath, boiling water, put it in the tub with the cold water. Let me tell you what's going on. Before you look at me like, what? Who the hell are you putting your girls through all of this? Hey, it's the Everyday Saturday mindset. I started dialing at 6:30 Monday morning. Okay, didn't realize we didn't even have hot water till late Sunday night. So 6:30 Sunday morning, I'm calling the local plumbers, not really getting a lot of calls back. Now, I have 37 rentals, and when I have my property manager put in a hot water tank, it's $500. I mean, it's $400 and change for the hot water tank, 40 gallon or so. Throw him, I mean, he's paid salary, so it's really just the cost of the hot water tank. Anyway, I'm used to paying $400, $450 for a 40 gallon tank. And you're like, where are you going with this? I didn't know this was a DIY show. I thought this was about, hey, hang with me, baby. Hang with the old Saturday guy. We got a lesson here to be learned. You're going to laugh, too, a little bit, like most of you do. I get the feeling most of you laugh at me, though, which I'm completely fine with. But I get the feeling I'm not really being laughed with a lot. I'm being laughed at, which is totally cool. So not really getting any call back. So I think, you know what? I got the old Home Depot credit card, 24 months same as cash, 12 months same as cash. But I didn't know if I'd be spending $400, $500. Here we go, kiddies. You ready for this one? I started getting quotes for just a hot water tank at like $800, $900 just for the tank. Now, I've got one of these power vents on top of my tank that has to blow the combustion the length of my basement. The pipe doesn't go right out of the house. It's got to go across my basement ceiling and out, okay? And so I got this power vent. So you could stack a couple hundred dollars more on top of the cost for that. So I called Home Depot. And when you're dealing with Home Depot, you're dealing with Home Depot. Call by noon, have it installed that day. I'm like, hey, hot water by the end of the day. Old Sammy boy's got it working. So you deal with Home Depot, you get them, and then they farm it out to another middleman, and then they farm it out to the actual mechanic, plumber, whoever that they use, okay? And they get them, you know, they give them the work. So by the time it gets, I had old Skippy come out 4 o'clock Monday. Guess what he's, you wouldn't even guess what he quoted me. You wouldn't, I could give you 20 guesses and you wouldn't get it, okay? He starts his bid, when he gets down into the area where the water heater is, he starts his bid at $1,600. That's where we're going. That's, oh yeah, it's $1,600 bucks. I'm like, excuse you? What? $1,600? I could buy 4 of these things for six. Well, you know, yeah. And he's a great kid, by the way. Really nice. He looked like he was 12. He was 22. I asked him. I go, I gotta ask, dude. You seriously look like you came out of study hall in sixth grade. How old are you? Oh, I'm 22, sir. 22. Okay, cool. Nice kid. Represented the old HD well. And so he's working for some outfit around Cincinnati, and he gets, again, he's the third person with his hands in the kitty here. So you can see, way too many cooks in the kitchen for me. And then he says, well, we got to pull permits on work because that's the way we do it, and I got to cut this pipe, and I got to move this over here, and I got to put a shutoff over there. $2,100. $2,100 to boil water in a big container. That's called a hot water tank, okay? We ain't splitting atoms here, folks, okay? This is pretty simple stuff, even for yours truly. Granted, I've never installed one, but I'm thinking, okay, I'm one shoulder. I got my wife and girl saying, you better get hot water going. I'm taking another cold shower. And on the other one, I'm going, dude, you're an idiot. You're not going to spend 500% more than the actual cost of the product. It's not, you can't do it, Sam. It goes against everything you stand for, Sam. Don't do it, Sam. So I said, you know what, Skippy, can't do it. Can't do it. Got to send you back. He goes, okay, well, that's certainly your prerogative because we don't bill until we start the job. And if it finished here, I said, I appreciate the old company line. I go, how about this? How about I throw you a few hundred bucks and you do it on the side? I'll go get it at home. Well, sir, I can't. I wouldn't want to lose. I'm sure you're a nice. You seem like a really nice guy, sir. But I can't. I don't want to jeopardize. Okay. I took a shot. Skips. I took a shot. No hurt. No hard feeling. No harm. No foul, buddy. Appreciate you. Let you shake your hand. Get you on out the front door here, and let me think. I'm going to do some damage control. Actually, my wife was very cool, Angela. She says, "Hey, we're not paying $2,000 for a hot water tank. We'll take cold showers all week. We're not doing that." I agree. Hey. It's awesome. Doesn't matter how much money you make. There's nothing to do with that. I mean, good Lord, I could have it put in for half that and give $1,000 to my favorite charity. I'd rather do that than to look at a piece of steel in my basement. So then I hung up and started calling around. Long story short, won't drag you through. It's Thursday. We still don't have a hot water tank, but it's coming. I was calling, and guys were quoting me, oh, you have a power vent. Well, the EPA standards now and the guidelines. $1,800. Nope, not paying $1,800. I'm not doing it. So here's the power of social media. Between what's going on with our daughter, Susan, and anytime I need anything, and isn't just because I need it, anytime I just kind of voice something out there, I get so much love back. That's the beauty of social media. I'm not posting about Trump. I'm not posting about Hillary. I'm not posting about that crap that everybody else gets so sucked into, like just this quicksand. They're just, Trump, Hillary, Electoral College, I'm still broke, So I posted out there about the hot water tank going. Local teacher who taught my girl's husband is a pipe fitter, and he helps people, his buddies, put in hot water tanks. She sends me a private message at 6:30 the next morning, gives me her husband's number. He's off to work, and I give him a call, Michael, and Michael comes over last night. That one's when he's walking me through, blah, 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 what we can do. He comes over, takes a look at the pipes that we got working around the hot water tank. You know, he's not a plumber, but he's a pipe fitter. So he actually does this stuff. If we need to rearrange where a pipe goes, it's fine. So Michael's coming over today in about 3 hours from now to help me install. I went last night to get the hot water tank that I think is the one we need, 50-gallon power vent, $900. $940 it cost at Home Depot, which is crazy. A, it's $50, or it's 50 gallons, so it's going to be more expensive. B, it's got a power vent. It goes on top of it. I know way too much about water heaters now. And so that's why it's going to cost more than what I'm used to. I'll throw Michael a couple bones, and we're good to go. We'll see how it goes. Nah, a little bit of an issue, though. Can't fit it in. When the other guy, put in, my contractor remodeled my basement, didn't leave any room around the furnace to get to the hot water tank. So this morning, I went to Home Depot, got a drywall knife, and I cut out an entire section of drywall. Yeah, pretty happy holiday here around the Crowley house. Had to cut out a wall so we could actually take the old tank out and bring the new one in. So got some drywall work that's going to need to be done after we get the water heater work done. And all of that being said, I'm still fired up because I think a lesson's been learned. I think a lesson's been learned around the holiday season. And isn't that what the holidays are for? To learn valuable lessons of gratitude, to be thankful for what we have. I, honest to God, think my kids are more thankful now for hot water than they've ever been. So try to live without something that you think you really need, and you'll find out there's a workaround for that. And also, be grateful, just in general, for everything that you do have. Anytime our electric goes out, our heat goes out, I say, guys, just think about all this right now. Just take it all in, man. Take it all in. Think of how much we have. I always bring up Aleppo now over in Syria. I mean, it's crazy what's going on in the Middle East and around the rest of the world. We have the audacity to complain, to bitch and moan about one, I don't know, what, even know what. What's your beef? Money, don't have enough money in the account. So traffic's terrible on the way to work. Oh, you don't feel good. Got some sniffles. Aleppo. Google Aleppo and get yourself recalibrated with the old gratitude compass. Are you with me? And then shut the hot water off for 4 days and turn your heat off too. you'll get real clear real quick on everything you do have. But isn't that the truth? Take something away and then you're like, damn. I got it good. Give me that back now. Go ahead and give me that back. Go without your car for a week or so. Have to walk to the store, groceries, and walk home, you know? You'll be thinking, huh, my biggest concern was that $4 cup of coffee wasn't as hot as I wanted it to be. All right, are you with me? I'm going to come back with another show right after this one because I happen to love you and love what I do and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.